We have a recorder going just because we don't have a show scheduled for tonight, so we're thinking we might cut a thing together. So, you can set a recording?
I can set...
Do you consent?
Oh, do I consent to recording? Yes.
Cool. Okay. Thank you.
Getting power.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, because definitely... I was going to say, you can have a beer, but they're not super cold. They're kind of cold.
No, I don't think this trailer's empowered.
So, but help yourself to what you find in there.
Thank you.
And feel free if something strikes your fancy now. Throw it in the fridge. Yeah, the fridge is a big one.
So not everything made it here.
No.
I brought only the pack of only the things that were actually in use
as studio
studios.
So we still have a bunch, so we need to clean up our shit. That's basically it.
I mean, no worries. I didn't want to also
exactly that better of the price.
Have you been inside yet?
Nope. Holy shit.
Isn't this pretty?
This is pretty awesome.
It's really nicely constructed. Am I out of your way?
No.
Should I limbo?
No.
I was trying to get you in the picture.
Power's coming in here.
All right. Do you want me to connect that to the power strip down here?
Yeah, and then maybe that light plug in.
Supposed to go in there, right?
Is that supposed to be Bob Dylan? Of all songs considered?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and I know that's Ira Glass. I don't know who all of these people are, but I know who some of them are.
I know who they're not.
Us.
That's true. Don't think about yourself while you're recording.
I'm sure it comes to no surprise to Sprocket listeners that I try to channel Ira Glass as much as possible. And when I say it comes to no surprise,
oh,
it's
sure
a little loose.
It seems. Just a tid. Is there a...
I don't really know the trick to it.
It seems like the trick might be halfway.
That sounds quite possible.
I'm getting closer. Oh, there we go.
So these lights, oh yeah, they don't.
So the trailer itself is not going to be powered. I also just like generally not comfortable with the idea of running power through the walls at this point.
Is that for like
sound
and sonic reasons or
fire reasons?
Fires, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So these outlets.
So those outlets are not going to be working. I don't want to plan on that
makes sense.
That being there. But, so we're basically just going to be running power inside.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
The nice thing is there's a lot of installations that you can kind of route things around to keep things out of the way.
Yeah.
Did you have an idea about mic stands? I was wondering about the possibility of just like mounting one at each corner of the table. As far as like where they would be and how
the
they would...
The mic stands would be here.
Oh, like next to the legs? So
yeah.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I think that works. I had not thought through that.
Because each only person issue, can have a boom, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
The only issue I see is that because they are tripods, the legs of the tripods are going to...
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's where gaffer's tape comes in.
Yes.
But no, if we could like tie them down somehow...
Lily's going to try to find my gaffer's tape at home and bring it over.
Sweet.
There is... Well,
bless her.
In our arsenal. again, not necessarily here, a bunch of zip ties.
Oh, right.
Oh.
And zip ties are
that's a great
cheap
plan.
And not permanent.
And not
I mean, they're permanent. I have a stash of them, too.
I guess if something is permanent but cheap, does that make it not permanent?
Yes.
You know, you could almost, if you had enough ties, you could almost tie the pole without needing the leg. I don't know if that would be a good idea or not. Look at that. It's like
fairly
it was built
stable.
For it.
Yeah, that's not actually, you probably only need really just one or two ties right
wow.
there.
That's super cool. And then, I guess you could go any number of ways about it, but when I was first doing the podcast in the basement, mm-hmm. I took these, man.
Yeah. All the way up?
I took these about as far as they went, and then I would angle this down.
Not too bad.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, so it's
oh,
a lot out of
I don't know how that
it's a lot more
you.
Out of the way.
But yeah, the only trick is then you've got this arm here kind of sticking out into the space.
I mean, so long as like when you're done you just fold it down.
Right, but this is like as close as we could get without getting special boom arms.
Right.
This is as close as we would get to having special
like
boom arms.
Mounted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, what do you think?
That's not
Dragon?
Bad.
Is that
So I think we should plan on having things not be like put away or and reset up and just have it always
yeah.
running
because right. so
people are going to be in here
live there
a lot
yeah
and
things only get broken when they're taken apart and moved
yeah.
around right
yeah exactly the less moving parts the better
right nobody ever broke a microphone by saying terrible things into it. And we want to make sure that everyone has
I've tried. Lord knows I've tried.
All right, here goes the fridge.
That's the lights flicker.
That's good.
At least we didn't throw the breaker.
Now we have power on this end.
So are you running two separate circuits for things, or is this all off of one?
No, it's all off of the one.
Okay.
The one line coming in.
There we go.
I just wanted to get light over here, too.
Yeah, I think that's great.
How much was your desk-mounted boom?
That wasn't mounted to a desk. It was just
well,
a,
I mean,
it was a kickstand.
Desk stand.
I have table stands.
Those are the ones that are
like
here, right?
$6.
Yeah.
They were in here. They're very short.
They're super short, but you could stack books up.
Yeah.
Or you could, like...
Oh, as in, like...
Put boxes on the table or whatever.
The mic ends up being, like, here, which it
yeah.
always just felt like you had to lean over a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could
we Frankenstein them with our? I guess now we're maybe getting a little too far ahead of ourselves.
Well, the other thing you can
that's do, not a terrible solution.
Yeah, because if this comes out like this, then you can like rotate
yeah.
and move back and forth and whatnot. You can move these up and down.
That's true.
That's
this gives
thing
you a lot
yeah,
more options.
But
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I like it because it gives that. The only thing is you have a line of sight problem. Right here on all four of them all the way around. As far as like people looking each other in the eye and that sort of thing. But not necessarily, because it's out of the way. The other thing you could do, and I think what we've traditionally done in the garage, is this.
That also seems to work fine.
And that actually avoids a lot of the kind of the upper space yeah. thing going on. But if you had one of these,
however,
kind of like, what is it, forks are always on the right. So if you set the table, you've always got like one of these to the right of each person that's
of course, you know, I
it.
Could be walking in and then
I know, and that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Right. Which is why...
But tilting it up or turning it as mm-hmm. the one thing you have to do to make it make room is fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Because these wouldn't have to move.
And thumb screws are cheap. Or at least they're cheaper.
Relatively, yes.
Yeah. So, that was my thought. Until we get actual boom arms or whatever. Because eventually we could, like, mount something to the ceiling, right?
That'd be cool.
Route cables
yeah.
into the walls.
That.
All that. But yeah, until then, this is the stuff we have.
Okay.
Zip ties.
Dang, I totally wish I thought about that, because I would have just brought them. But Lily will come over and bring those too.
Cool.
I have a box in my home.
Sweet. Of zip ties?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm just
wow, that's all sorts of stuff in here.
It is. General supply provided by the beer markers of Southeast Division in 12th. I was trying to think. There was one in here that I was interested in or excited about. What kind of beers do you like? I forget.
I mostly like IPAs.
Oh, okay. And we've got IPAs.
Dark, like stouts and stuff. Mm.
That might be the two things that we've already sold out of.
Oh, no, there's a couple.
Popular to other people.
Oh, yeah. And a stout.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to actually...
And that one's pretty good without having been super chilled.
That was kind of my thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I brought my recorder thing, my board.
Yeah.
I was thinking about just using it instead of that mixer completely. Because we can still run audio from it to the computer if you still want to record on the computer.
Right.
I also would rather people who are using the space don't use the computer to record.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what your feelings are.
I don't have huge feelings about it. I mean...
I could see space becoming a premium.
Eventually. Like storage space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like hard drive space.
Yeah. I mean, audio files are small comparatively.
I'm an audiophile. And I'm very...
You are not small.
But no, I think... I mean, the computer doesn't really have anywhere else to live or anything else to do, so we can have it in here somewhere, but we don't need to record to it. We could experiment. No, we could experiment with the 4-track thing and see if we like it or need to use it or whatever.
But we can totally also run an output from it to the computer.
So right. You could. I mean, that could be a redundancy, right?
Yeah.
So
also a good redundancy.
Point. Right, and we also have our Tascam 40.
Yeah.
DR40, as that was also initially a redundancy. So, but it seems like a lot of people like the 4-track or whatever, however many tracks you have. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like that. There was talk about that living here for a while.
Yeah.
I know you don't want it here permanently, right?
But no, I'm happy to loan it out.
Okay. Cool. As long as you're happy with the arrangement, I know that that was kind of a linchpin of sorts.
Yeah. No, that is totally fine.
Okay.
Because
it's easy to use, and I think we were talking about this last time this was all set up. Like, it's a machine that does one thing.
Yeah. I like that it's hard to, it's not just, like, going to crash randomly.
Yeah. And is this, the input could be either XLR or quarter inch?
Yeah, each of those is also a quarter inch.
So if we wanted to run live sound off of our...
totally plugging it into it.
We just need a eighth to quarter, which we already
have. The dual quarter thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it has any other inputs. I think it's just... Yeah, it's just a quarter inch.
But
yeah, you just get the little splitter cable.
That lets us do the same thing.
And then you
do
put
it on the other board.
The two channels...
And I guarantee you, this board is probably a lot cleaner than ours is, as far as like noise.
Oh, is that one?
Because that one's not bad, but it's like,
but
when the mics are live, you can hear
stuff.
And it does have, I mean, it doesn't have any hiss aside from the lines.
Okay.
But I noticed that whenever you've got the mics hooked up, and that's the sort of thing where, if you've got multiple people on multiple channels, you can EQ and process each channel differently.
Mm-hmm. I really like being able to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, we got red vines too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All those things, man. They've been around.
Yes, they have.
I'm more a fan of the Skittles myself. I have one more set of headphones that I picked up. They're still at home, but
nice.
Yeah,
now I think there's four here, so...
Yeah. So that would be enough for those studio-busting days when we have more than two guests.
Ah. So this box is all of the cables and things.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess let's start
unwinding some cables.
Yeah,
all right.
Sounds good. So, do we want to? We had talked about the possibility of setting this, the computer up.
Yeah,
we don't want people recording onto it just for thinking bugginess, right?
And just like it's so many moving parts compared to the recorder that I don't want to have to like train people on
for sure
on it and that kind of stuff.
Right, but we could have the terminal set up so people would like browse the web and whatnot.
We can totally have people have a GarageBand ready to roll so that if people do want to use it, they can.
Gotcha.
But I just didn't want to be like
not as the primary
supporting thing. People on it.
We don't want it to be enablers. Yeah.
This is still a good spot for this, right? Did that seem to work well during the event?
For sure. If the board off shifts here.
Can you see like a waveform as you're...
You can see these little levels?
Or like levels? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, these bounce.
Okay.
You can tell if it's been peaking or not.
Yeah, there's a peak.
Oh, yeah, and there is also...
And there's also these.
That's right.
Okay.
For each line. Right. Oh, yeah, we can also plug in the thing to the computer so it becomes an audio interface. So you also get the multi-channel on the computer, which is kind of fun.
That's awesome. Is that USB?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. That makes it easy.
Mm-hmm. Does this table come apart?
Looks like there is a seam in the middle. Yeah, I'll lean down. It looks like it's designed to add a leaf or something.
It does, yeah. It's got a little rail.
Which is helpful for routing cables.
That's what
You're thinking routing cables through the middle?
That was my original thought.
Although if we mount the stands to the sides, then we don't really have to worry about it.
At the event, I had everything strapped to the legs, and it worked pretty well.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I should have just brought all that stuff. I totally forgot.
That cable catcher was great, too. The little thing
in the middle.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
What was that for? Oh, the headphones were all running through that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dang, I should have thought about that. Now I'm just like, I should just go back home and grab it. Shit. If we don't zip tie these, can we at least, or if we like find a zip tie these to the thing after, can we at least
take the base off?
No, can we just like for now do this?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
How bad is it?
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
It's not super in the way, but definitely nicer.
Just something to be aware of.
I wish I had labeled these with how long they were.
Oh, no, are they different? Cables are very
different. Yes, I think I got 2 12 footers and 2 25 footers.
Oh, God. Okay.
2 for one side of the room and 2 for the other.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went.
Yeah, know? Well, and even in at the IPRC, when we had everything going around the wall, some of them had to be super long.
Okay, so...
Right.
I'm going to do this kind of anti-clockwise. So 1, 2, 3, 4. This is 1. That's 2.
Sure.
Okay. Wait, is 1 on the side of the table that you're at?
1 is that one.
Okay, cool.
1 is, yeah.
Board up.
That's there. Should we go behind this?
Probably not.
No?
Oh, I guess I could go under.
Unless we get a way to...
You want to go out this corner?
Yeah.
I was going to say, unless we can bring it, like, all in the table at that one leg and then spread from the center or something, but...
Nah. I think going to each leg.
Okay.
Like, going...
I actually liked... running it under the table. So, I had it running from these two legs and then under, and they came up on the corners here.
Okay.
And there we go. All this whole floor clean.
That way, you can walk around the whole thing and not have any other cable crosses or anything like that.
Actually, you want to just do all the cables coming up from that leg?
From this leg,
and
right
everything here. Gets tied under under the table. So let's bring that one back.
Because that seems like the least likely place that anyone will be crossing around the table anyways.
Right.
fight it.
Good.
Okay, so we'll tie that on under there once we get the zip ties. Shouldn't we have the slack on the other end?
Yes.
Instead of the loop here?
Yeah.
Actually?
Mostly, I just didn't know, like, you know, how we're going to put it yet. Let's do...
Yeah.
Nice.
That was the idea.
So we don't have to defend on the iPod to go anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Do you actually have a sound on that?
Yeah.
On the iPod for that?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Now we need a trombone.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Easier or harder to work with the mic stand over there?
Right now?
Like if we set it in there. Okay. Save that for the end times.
How did the headphones fit or something work? Where did I have it at the...
Yeah, because you use that mixer, right? Or the splitter, rather?
I use your splitter.
Yeah. I love the color coding.
Yeah.
That's like the best thing that's ever been done. As far as... Yeah. Super useful, super helpful.
We could even figure a way to keep this in the middle so everybody can control their own headphones.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of
thinking.
Is there a way to make that make sense?
Sure. Well, and what's the, I guess, color-wise, yeah, it doesn't really matter. If cables are going out this way, I don't know.
We need power. There's green. Yellow.
I like that the colors are immediately distinguishable. Like, you don't have to think about what a symbol is. You don't have to think about a number or a corresponding letter or anything like that.
Yeah. I feel like there's another different cable besides that.
We have so much colored tape. We can color anything with tape now. I'm just going to be blue all the time. Wait, no. You're pretty much our board op now, right?
Who, me?
You, yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, I sort of fell into that role.
Well, we stopped switching months. Doesn't bother me, though. You're doing a great job at it.
I want little ties for this, to tie this.
So.
Yeah.
This is
you
one
mean
of the
like
12
a twist tie? Yeah, or,
that'd be fine.
This is going to be number one.
Keep that all together.
Is that the shortest?
It's one of the shorter ones, yeah.
Yeah, it's really this really giant mess.
I was trying to remember how long it took me to back wrap cables. How long did it take to learn? It took me a while.
Yeah,
at some point,
it's
I just kind
definitely
like,
an acquired skill.
Yeah. I just fell into it, though. Like, at some point, after having tried for so long, at some point, it just became real. It's nice that the structure of the table allows for some of that.
Yeah, I love these old hooks.
Cable catching.
I think I left my beer outside.
Oh, no.
Yep. One thing I do know is that this is a cute rug, and it doesn't work there.
Yeah.
It was like, I kept resetting it at the festival, and it kept on getting, like, kicked out of the way.
Yeah.
Or, like, rolled onto itself. Gaffer's tape.
Gaffer's tape with the rug.
Exactly.
That is a highly functional rug, and needs to be in that spot.
Aaron, what do you think about, I was going to say about...
I'm against it.
Leaving, okay, good.
What are we talking about?
About leaving the computer away from the table space. I like the idea of doing that, or of having it there, but I also am not sure where it would go. Because there's not really enough room on the table once you get all the mics and stuff cabled up.
Yeah. There's possibly room for right next
that
to
the corner there.
Yeah, but once you get the monitor over there... I don't know, it could make that corner real crowded real quick.
Although you could throw the monitor on the right side if nothing else is going there.
And there's space below you can stick the computer in that table.
True. I mean, my only...
Is it under the monitor?
It could do that, too. Trying to remember how heavy this is.
Those things can take some weight.
Can they? All right, I've always...
This isn't even that heavy, is it?
Not super heavy.
That'll be fine.
I think if you trust it, I believe you, but...
I think we...
I've always been worried about it.
I'm pretty sure these things are fine to put a monitor on top of.
Okay. As long as... where does the keyboard go, then, since we don't have the wireless keyboard? We could tuck that below and pull it out when needed, I guess. Throw the trackball up somewhere.
I mean...
Hey, did you eat dinner? Lily is asking if you guys want food.
I did. Tell her thank you, but I'm... Yes. Tell her to bring double portions for Aaron.
What? Sure.
It's a cauliflower stir fry.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I mean, only if she's like already bringing it.
She's already bringing it because I have it.
I foolishly assumed that there would be no food.
That was not foolish. There's only food because I didn't start cooking dinner early enough to finish before coming over.
I just tend to go from one place to the other without really thinking about those things.
It's not terrible.
Yeah. Stability-wise, we have to make sure that...
It's a little,
I need to, like, get a pack of matches under here.
There you go.
That's what's going on with that one, isn't it?
Yep.
Couple of aces of spades.
I bet there's enough paper over here.
They have to be aces of spades.
All of them.
Oh yeah, there's so much paper.
Sir Speedy.
You're going just in, became, Sir Speedy.
That's our mascot.
Became a shim.
I used to get confused between a shim and a shill.
Those are two very different functions.
They are.
A little better.
Yeah.
Oh. This amount of weight on the table is definitely a...
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, there's that. There's also, I mean, the quality, the resolution on this one is not as good. We have a second display, but... And honestly, as long as no one, like, throws this on a hitch and tows it somewhere...
Yeah.
I hope we'd know before that happened.
Yeah, we would, I hope, get some warning.
I'm sure we would be
time to be able to, like...
Yeah.
And we don't really need more than one display, I guess, do we?
You had two there because it was set up so that only the board person could see that.
Yeah, basically, right? Yeah.
But yeah, this one's visible to everybody.
Exactly, everyone can turn and look and see, and beautiful.
Okay.
What will we do with our excess?
I thought we had a USB cable. I may have to bring that later. I might have to come back tomorrow to finish some of these.
Is it a USB
A to B? Old style? Like
large,
a square
large
thing?
Yeah. Okay. I have one at home, I think, but I don't have
I have tons at home.
This is the story of the studio.
Basically.
Which is why half the stuff was in the garage or in any of our other studio spaces. It's like, oh, got one of those at home. I should leave it here. You never know when you're going to need it.
I gotta say, I really am in love with the logo.
Stream PDX?
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice. It's good looking. Who made that?
That was me.
That was you?
Really?
Yeah.
You're That's amazing. Great.
Sometimes I pretend to be a graphic designer, among other things that I pretend to do. Like, sometimes I pretend to be a lawyer.
I'm gonna say, I don't think you're pretending, but I haven't seen you do law, so.
I can write a contract.
There you go.
The last one I wrote didn't even get any pushback at all.
Really?
So
that's how you know it works.
Yeah,
that's right. You might as well have just passed the bar then.
I like the soundtrack outside. It sounds like it's all coming from next door, right?
What is?
All the music.
I think it's from one of their
things. Oh, really?
Yeah. They're playing Skyrim.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm just...
That's what Skyrim sounds like.
It kind of reminds me of, like, something you would, like, hear playing, like, a fantasy RPG.
Yes.
On a computer.
It's like we're in Rivendell. And Elrond is...
There is a video game action going on.
Oh, yeah. There. Somebody else pretending to be a graphic designer.
Uh-oh, Idaho. Where
Idaho
did you
fell
come
off the
from?
Wall.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, there was a hook.
There was a hook.
Oh, hey, microphones. That's a thing that we need for this.
Those are real. They've got colored tape on them.
Yeah, 37 minutes of pure gold.
It's amazing.
Okay, this looks like a headphone cable. One that's missing a cable? Yes, one that is missing a cable.
Oh, that must be the power supply.
I have a couple things in my pile I grabbed. Power supply for what?
For the headphone amp.
Oh. Where's the long headphone jack that goes to the board?
That's a good question. It would have been plugged into the board. Oh, here's the external hard drive. Power supply for the DR40.
By the way, Flores, I'm not sure if you knew this, but I just learned. Let me tell you that you can plug this one in to that machine as well. It has the same
mini USB. Look at that.
Not micro, but mini.
Yeah.
You can plug that in the side and power it that way as well. I thought for a long time that it didn't have one or didn't have the capability.
We cannot recharge batteries.
No, we cannot. There you go, Bracky. This may not be long enough for that machine unless we move the thing.
Oh, yeah.
But you can get a stereo...
I actually have one.
You have a longer one? And I know we used to have a quarter inch to eighth inch, but I'm not sure if it's buried somewhere. Because on my board we were using RCA to get into... to get our live sound into the board. It's a real clean interface.
I like it.
It's funny, I think the first time I saw it, maybe it was the readout, the display. First time I saw it, I was like, wow, it's like from the 80s or whatever, yeah. But it's not, right?
It's
like,
not, actually. It's actually
like 2003.
Still, yeah, it's actually still sold new.
Yeah. But it seems very functional and very clean, and yeah. And that excites me.
Okay, I'm going to start making a list of things I need to bring tomorrow.
Okay. I was going to say, should either of us make a run to the garage, too? Like, is there anything we might have that we should bring, or do you think...
Oh, maybe. Do you know if you have a longer...
I know I don't on that one. I know there's a Radio Shack at Lloyd Center.
I think I might have one.
Okay. You're closer and free.
Yeah.
Are you concerned? Do you want to like tag anything that's yours that ends up as a part of the setup? We know the mixer is yours, but is there anything else that you want?
There isn't literally anything else.
Delineate as
right now.
Okay, yeah.
The only thing would be that cable.
Sweet. And I might remember that later, but I might not. Of course, this plan's still here cable. For a while.
Yeah. I can bring a USB cable. I hope Lily found the tape and zip ties. We'll see.
Yeah.
If not, I'll bring those tomorrow.
These are cool chairs. Nice and sturdy without being huge.
Is this somebody's?
It's mine.
Oh, okay.
Is it? Yes.
Smell it. Does it smell like Eric Flores?
I'm not sure how to answer that question.
I think I smell like me today.
So, these cables are all in place, just not tied.
Just not secured.
So we can put the stands in.
Nice.
I think. Now it's fine.
The power. Oh no, that's a. Yeah. It's hella loud.
Oh, I think it was the recorder plug-in.
Oh yeah, that was the output for our. Yeah. But we could put that one into the Mac. Is the output RCA?
For the pass through.
Okay. Because we could hook that one up.
Yeah, totally. That'll. The Mac takes the 8-inch input?
Yep. That's how we were doing it that way, like savages. Old school. Well, it is funny to me how, like, back in the day, you would do audio just, like, so simply.
Yeah.
And these days, there are so many ways to convert it into a digital stream and, like, take the signal and transmit it somewhere. People mixing concerts with iPads and all that stuff. It's super cool, it's super weird.
The crazy thing is that the new Macs, laptops, and those don't have a microphone in or line in on the headphone jack anymore.
Yeah, that kind of shakes my confidence in Apple a little.
The output is quarter inch.
Oh, what? There's no.
It's not RCA.
Oh, I totally thought that was RCA.
Okay.
It looks like it at first.
So then we need.
Never mind that.
At least 2 1/8-inch recorder.
Well, the real plan is to plug it and get a USB.
Oh, sure. Right. See, that's why they got rid of the audio jacks. Like, we can do this better.
Okay, scrap that plan, that cable then.
No, it's not chromatic. It's not nearly as good.
You want to plug this in while you're down there?
Sure. Where does this go? Oh, this computer. Is for the Mac.
This guy. Let's see if this is long enough. I'm worried about this one, too.
That one seems like it has a few more legs on it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Our power source is maxed out.
Oh. There is one left for the computer. I have a thing I can bring for this guy.
We should just get one.
This still the studio.
Power bank.
Yeah. Well, maybe not a power bank.
Did I tell you my idea about buying a UPC?
Oh.
An uninterruptible power supply.
Oh. Yes.
Not a terrible idea.
Yeah. I think I thought about that the same time we got the backup recorders about, like,
yeah.
We're never going to lose a show to the wind again.
Well, at least the backup recorder is
battery powered.
It is, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, but I was thinking about like the whole UPC thing. I could, well, I wouldn't borrow one from work, but I could.
We have those?
There is one.
Yes, there is.
That doesn't seem like it would be a good thing to borrow.
No.
It kind of would defeat the purpose of having it at work.
And then, yeah.
No, there was one.
I checked the weather. It's supposed to be nice. Can I borrow this?
Yeah.
Sure, what could go wrong?
Exactly. Because the one that was at work was just kind of sitting there.
Nope.
Nothing happening to it.
It's yellow.
No, I thought yellow was this one.
Number two?
Oh, yeah. This goes over on that side. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Wait, yes. That's three, right?
Oh, yeah. Which way so this, a point?
This goes this way.
Wait.
Are they four vessels?
No.
Red is there?
Red is here.
Yellow.
Yellow's here? Which stand is red?
Oh, yes. I guess yellow would be sitting right.
Or is the stand the one to your right?
I think stand to your right is a good idea.
Okay, then this is actually, that's the yellow one.
Oh, stand to your right. Okay.
Stand to your right.
All right.
And stand this by your man.
Give him a hand to hold on. I don't know if those are the actual words.
I like that I can drop a cultural reference that I really don't know too much about, and you can fill it in for me. That's how podcasting works.
Have someone who knows vaguely about cultural references.
That's right.
Somebody who knows a little bit.
Are you good at making vague cultural references? I was telling somebody at my Sober September party that when I was a kid, well, like late high school, early college, I basically survived by learning how to tell when someone was quoting a movie, remembering what that movie quote was, and then being able to regurgitate it later.
I understand that completely.
Yeah, because I hadn't seen those movies.
Yeah.
But...
Did that little ball fall off, too?
Oh, yeah.
That was here earlier.
It was, oh, really? Because it was going.
Because I...
A couple of them had fallen off.
That one fell out, and I found that thing in my garage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But this one was attached when we moved it over.
Wait, this was also in your garage?
That was in, like, there was fish tackle things from the previous owners of the house left in there with just random parts.
I love those.
But that was totally here before we moved them over.
Before we moved them over
it came to this Airstream with the other ball. So...
It's in here somewhere?
It's very probably in here somewhere.
Whoever thought to put decorative touches on mic stands, that's bad.
It's functional, but it's
angular.
Yeah, I can't believe those come off so easily.
Yes.
They could have used Loctite.
That's a wheel well. Can't go behind that. Hold on. Most importantly, where do we put the trackball?
That's right.
That can go on the on here, actually. That looks long enough.
I'm glad we're keeping this. I know it's a controversial item.
Aaron Flores is the champion of the trackball.
Oh, I cannot handle those.
Like I said, I know it's a controversial item.
Keyboard, yeah.
I cannot handle those.
Seriously, those are the worst. Who needs them anymore?
We can get the USB extender.
Right. I was going to say we could, like, stow it in that little underside pocket down there.
It's not a bad idea for storage, but...
Yeah, but where does it land? Yeah. Give me an excuse to buy a new wireless keyboard.
Yeah.
Can you take like a Windows wireless keyboard and use it with a Mac?
Yes. Or are they pretty much always, that is true.
Okay. Because I saw one at Goodwill the other day for like $5.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll either have a little adapter, a little dongle that you plug in, which will definitely work.
Oh, sure.
And then, or it'll be Bluetooth.
Or Bluetooth, yeah. Also work. Okay. One or the other.
So.
Oh, wait. So they did that before Bluetooth? Is it just like radio frequency?
Yeah, really. It's just its own one part of the unlicensed.
Savages.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, I've got all those shit microphone stands that are still in the garage, right? I'm pretty sure these are the same dimensions. We could cut some of these tubes to smaller lengths on the old stands.
You mean to like get rid of this kind of
sure,
thing?
Sure, yeah.
Interesting thought.
I don't know if that would help us out or not. But at least over there, I was thinking like next to the monitor.
And oh, it's a little.
That could be helpful.
Yeah, interesting. Not a bad idea.
These red vines have been open, uncovered since the festival.
Yes. True facts.
Mm-hmm. They have the texture of about a month or so.
Yes. Chewy.
Yeah, strangely pliant after a certain amount of...
yes, yeah. Saliva. Mm-hmm. Is that one of the pianos that was like in the park? Like, there was a bunch of pianos in various parks around the city for people to play.
I don't know.
A day or two. They're all decorated in various ways.
Yeah.
I'm going to go read the sign.
I think it says Chopin.
Never mind, that's sheet music. But...
Thing is, we haven't really used the hard drive
really
all that much because I think we're still recording onto the internal.
How do you transfer the files off?
I use a USB keychain thing.
Speaking of that, maybe I should not point these cords to the very back if you're going to need to access them.
Oh, right, occasionally. I mean, not that hard to reach in, right?
Return the computer around.
Who says that's the back anyway?
Exactly. Steve Jobs? He's dead.
Yeah. Where'd that get him?
Is that insensitive?
A little bit.
I think they can take it. Man, someone picked over all the like cherry and grape ones.
Whoa.
Mostly green and yellow in here. And orange. Or maybe Skill does that.
Oh, is there a power cord for this monitor?
Oh, yeah.
Not that we have, like, any outlets left.
There we go.
I think there's not a power strip, too. I'm going to use that. Unopened.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure we're not going to blow a fuse. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Oh, one of these things plugged in is this fan that's not actually doing anything.
Yeah, we'll never use that, right? That is the funny thing. You could almost use that, the bathroom enclosure back here, to mask the noise of air-moving equipment. Like to have that be like the heart of the HVAC or something. Mm. If there was a way to move air through this thing without creating a bunch of auxiliary noise.
Okay. Progress.
It's on.
The headphone thing is powered.
Which cable is this supposed to get?
Oh, this one, right?
Oh, there we go. I really like these little mic clip things.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple concept, pretty useful. That's way better than wrapping it around the pole 100 times.
Yeah.
All right.
Progress?
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on headphone storage? Because one way is just to leave them laying on the table.
I think laying on the table might be the best bet, honestly.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, like, if there was, like, a tree for them to hang on.
Yeah,
I mean, kind of something like that.
Cuter.
Because I used to hang them on the, like, on the pole for the the thingamy. But if you hang them on the mics themselves, usually that's like enough weight to start dipping the thing down. Yeah, the table's probably a good idea, especially if you have one of those cable minders to kind of keep it all together.
Yeah, although, like, this thing is actually doing its own cable management.
Yeah, kind of is, isn't it?
So, if these are actually tied,
right,
this won't actually get that messy.
Yeah, oh, and you, there are some that are tied. That, like, one is.
Their iPhone is a tie, so
okay.
Or twisty.
There you go.
But that might be okay.
Yeah, I could undo my wedding ring. It's a twist tie.
Really?
Yeah. The big fancy one broke, and I didn't want to pay to have it fixed.
Oh, no.
But I also felt weird not having a ring on, so that's what you get.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I should check in with Adele and see if she's still cool with that. But I should explain to her that a twist tie is an extremely valuable object.
They're in high demand.
It's
right here, right now.
Incredibly useful. Yeah. And honey, you know how much our relationship means to me.
Tell her I want that ring off your finger.
Take it off. Yep. And I told him no. It means too much to me. This twist tie stays on the finger. This is proper. It looks good.
Yeah.
It's always kind of scary, I think, going into it, seeing the pile of cables and wanting to.
Yeah.
Wanting to turn it into something useful. Were you here when I was talking about the possibility of taking the old booms on the old mic stands and cutting them down to size?
No.
I thought about that.
I have a pipe cutter.
There we go.
A small pipe cutter.
Like, perfect.
It clamps down and you just keep spinning it and spinning it.
Are these thin enough for that?
Sure.
Or I mean, the other ones might be thinner
because they're cheaper. Thicker.
They are.
Yeah.
I cut
well, I mean, it's the thickness of the actual piece, not the diameter of the hole overall.
Right. Right. No, I've cut through, like, steel tubing with it.
Might be worth a shot.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, because then if we have these tied to the legs of the table, I guess the only thing that doesn't solve, I'm always worried about, like, if somebody, like, hits the table or sets something on the table, that's going to reverberate through, like, all the hardware.
Oh, yeah.
But
if it's strapped to the table, it would. Although we might already be in that situation just because everything's on this floating platform.
Right, right.
This might...
We should have
look kind of junky. But I've got tons of old tubes we could put between...
To insulate...
Like, oh,
tubes are black.
Yeah.
That might be fine, actually. That way, at least it's not metal on metal.
Yeah.
And the next question would be, how can you make it cute?
Put a bow on it?
Can we knit koozies to go around?
Are there
matching unicorns? Did you notice there are matching unicorns on the wall?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Kind of amazing, right?
This is
what happens when you get Lily and Carabaic and I'm decorating
them. No, that's actually Taisha.
Oh, really?
Lillian was like, I'm so glad you dealt with the decorating because I would not have thought of any of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Lily made this.
That's nice. What do you call that?
I forget. There's totally a name for it, though.
It's a special curtain.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, that's for the table. Right?
No, okay. Skirt? No, that's for
yes, no, I think that is. I think is it? It is.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. So that one is rearing, and that one is, what's the equine term for what that one is doing? It has one front leg bent. Everyone is straight.
Dressage.
Yeah?
I don't know.
You just make that up?
It's an Olympic event. It's
most definitely a
it's
horse
like
term.
Horse dancing.
Yeah.
You know who might know that? Anna might know
that. Oh, yeah? That's right. She's she into horses?
She's into horses, nice. Yeah.
She doesn't have one.
She used to.
Okay. It's hard to have one in Southeast Portland.
Yeah.
That lives there.
Not a whole lot of places for a horse there. 8F.
Wait, are these wet?
There's not enough here, is there?
No way.
They're a little bit off.
Oh god, that one's way off.
Well, these are all whole tones. I play both A and B at the same time. I should be able to get pretty flat.
Some
right?
Resonance. How about what key is the horn in? Sound is very distinct. And what is there any relation to, because it makes one sound when you squeeze and one sound when it draws air in.
That's not going to catch on fire, right?
That's right.
Oh, there we go. That's kind of like the... This is not a good plan. Much, huh?
Well, the question is, I guess, mostly about fire, right?
That and not blinding people?
Right.
Oh, I suppose.
Starbucks is good at that.
I think,
fire and not blinding people?
Yeah.
I think those are... I'm not sure which is more important, but...
Fire?
Is that blinding you if you're sitting there? That's totally blinding you, isn't it?
It's pretty bright. Yeah. Like, if I'm looking, like, straight on... It's like right up here.
Yeah.
I imagine after a while that would get to me. But what if you
it really needs to
just pointed it at the ceiling?
Uh-oh.
Oh, but you can't.
and don't burn yourself.
Try not to set yourself on fire as well.
You should just get one of those fluorescent bulbs so it's not hot. How about that?
Except for person number better. Two.
It's going to hit them in the head.
Yeah, you can't sit there. I just really want more light.
Can you clip it onto the existing light structure?
That is a thing that might work.
Oh, that's perfect.
How about that?
That me who is sitting here, it's great.
Nice.
It's almost solid.
Yeah, that with a fluorescent bulb. And some zip ties.
Oh, zip ties would solve some of this. Not super stable. Maybe with zip ties it'll work.
Yeah. Well, zip ties will complete the loop. It'll keep it from slipping off entirely.
I think that's better than...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Brightens it right up.
Yeah, bouncing off the ceiling makes it not glare in anybody's eyes.
Yeah. And those are nice rounded corners in the ceiling that you can use to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay. Just really trying to spotlight that unicorn.
Exactly. The one that's not rearing.
When the gaffer's tape shows up, I'm going to totally tape all those wires to the wall.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, and the on air is basically switch it on, right?
It's right here.
Switch it on, switch it off.
Yeah.
But it's not. Oh, it is. Never mind.
It is. We are on the air.
Technically, it has been for some time.
That's true.
Nice.
Hey, and we have a window for our fans to stand outside with signs.
Totally.
Like the Today Show, you know?
Sprocket Podcast out of the U.S.
Or, yeah, so our critics could stand out there.
That's what fans are saying.
Our protesters. Oh, our fans are saying that.
All beer is Sprocket Podcast beer. Please don't drink. Thanks. Sorry, it was nice to put that in there.
Wow.
Yeah, we did that when we moved the
this
fridge.
This isn't your beer. I do appreciate it. There we go. There's one more ginger beer in here.
What the hell?
Right?
It's Monday.
That's right.
I did extra routes today, so I deserve it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had to go back.
I'm not sure how cold it is. You could let it sit for a bit longer. If you
cold
want.
Enough.
Yeah?
I had to go back for one of my students because he was out on a... what's that called? Field trip.
Oh, yes. Going places. Seeing stuff.
They're like... So, it looks like you're going to have to come back after you're done with your route. Is that all right? Given the way the day has gone so far, I don't feel like I could say no.
Right. Because if you say I'm tired, radio room says fuck yourself. I've been here since 5 a.m.
Yeah. Well, and just all the crazy logistics that people have been going through trying to, like, get all the missing routes covered.
Right. Bereki, what's the worst staffing situation you've ever been involved in? Like,
staffing
least,
situation?
Least prepared, or least,
Jeez, I don't...
Bereki's his own staff.
So. Yeah, I'm right. My own staff.
That's good, then.
Yeah.
So it's a moot point, or a non-issue.
Mm-hmm. Are you stuck on something?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, it'll be nice to get the legs off of the floor.
Yeah, yeah. We had, was it 43 drivers either call in sick or not show up to work this morning?
Was that
contractor?
Many?
What?
I think.
Oh, with our contractor, yeah.
Yeah, I think it, well, maybe that was the total number. So we had like...
How many drivers are there in total?
A couple hundred.
Yeah, it was a lot.
That's a... Yeah. A lot of people calling in sick.
Mm-hmm. That's why the union's there.
Was
I
it
guess.
A party weekend?
It's a good question. It doesn't seem like it.
There was a cold going around. I can attest to that.
Right,
Like people were getting some of that.
The ick. I think I was close to it, but I never actually got it.
Hmm.
So,
Yeah.
Lucky
but,
you.
Yeah. Virtually every office staffer with a CDL was out today.
Wow.
And they still weren't getting everything covered.
No.
So.
Yeah, you know it's bad when, like, towards the end of the morning, you have the radio going, like, so if you see any students just wandering around...
That's right.
Ask them if they're waiting for a bus. Like, if you're done with your route and you just see students...
Go ask them where they're supposed to go and then take them there.
That's not sketch at all.
No, sir. No. We're supposed to go to Disneyland.
All right. Hop on.
I have been given the authority by my dispatcher to take you to Anaheim. We're going now. Hope you brought your snacks. So, do you see a situation where we would be using our backup recorder?
I think it's good to have.
Should we do triple redundancy?
Oh, because this is recording here, and
yeah.
Then it's going to record onto there.
Right. I mean, I'm thinking maybe not even use GarageBand. Like, we could use the computer for show notes and whatnot. We'd have two recorders. They're both dedicated recorders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I like having this in that.
Yeah, and that one technically, that one has the room mics as well.
Yes.
So.
Well, yeah, yeah. When one of the things takes a shit on us, the very,
right.
very least, at least, we got the room sound.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We haven't had to use it that many times since we got it.
No.
We've used it, like, to enhance the mix or something sometimes. But,
yeah, I was going to say, but the couple times we have used it, it was worthwhile.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, I think when the Schmitz came in, because the kids were, like, sometimes on, like, sometimes off.
Yeah.
I think I used some room audio for that, like, mixing
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Do you have two guests a lot?
Often. Yeah, it depends on the week, but more often than not these days, it's been like, you do a thing, you do a thing, come on in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I would say normally it's one, though.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how we're feeling that week. And depending on, like, how well we know the person. I think the more we know someone, the more likely we are to, like, double them up on somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because mm-hmm.
sure.
we know they're going to get along and they'll have a good time and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think you'd be good with the 8-track and the room, the little
yeah.
little one, and then yes. don't even record on the computer anymore.
Right, right.
But
in that
show
case,
notes and stuff.
All we need is a 1/4-inch coming out. Does that have a...
Yeah, so... Oh,
is it
so let me add it to my list. It's got... What's the input on the
multi-track? So it's got
multi-track?
Phones, and then the output is 2 1/4-inch outputs.
2 1/4-inch.
2 1/4-inch? Okay.
Left
Each
and
one's
right.
mono.
I was going to say, I have those. No. I have one back at the garage.
One
1/4-inch.
1/4-inch to what?
To 1/4-inch.
Like mono
so,
or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, basically guitar cables.
I'm pretty sure. What's the input on the other thing?
On the Tascam? That could be 1/4-inch too.
1/4-inch
There's no
XLR.
Oh, it does have an 8-inch.
It's got XLR or...
no,
oh,
it's not. That's a remote.
No,
okay.
It says remote.
So it needs... It really does need 1/4 to 1/4
mm-hmm.
double.
Yeah.
Cool.
Those
okay.
are easy to find. In Aaron Baraki's house. Yeah, so in that case we don't need to do the computer at all. We'll get really good at swapping, hot swapping SD cards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is the Tascam SD or micro?
SD. I mean, it could be either one.
You use a micro SD with an SD adapter.
With an adapter.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's SD slot.
It's SD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. What I really want to do is I really want to get, once we get some more money in, buy a stash of SD cards, basically.
Oh, sure.
Of like 8 gig or 16 gig or something.
They'll be as plentiful as cassette tapes.
Yeah.
As plentiful as AOL discs. As plentiful as CD-ROMs.
Yeah, because then people can just record onto them and then take the card out.
Totally. Yeah, that has everything you need without having to transfer it to something else. Or yeah. The one thing I haven't figured out yet is
So it was Ted, right? They gave us that one card?
Yes.
And I haven't figured out how to format it yet for the DR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can't the thing format itself?
I think so. I think it.
I would assume so.
Yeah, I feel like it did the same thing. Is it like invalid card or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe it's busted.
Maybe. The SD or the DR
board?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I brought it. It did that first with a brand new 64 gig.
Brand new.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think. I think it might be limited to 32.
Right. Right. So that was why we swapped it out for a 32.
Yeah.
And then I don't.
My Zoom one is limited to 32.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I think there's only like a couple of ones on the market that go above 32 right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we should do 16 just to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I had an 8, and I was just bad at deleting the old recordings
yeah.
and like archiving stuff, and so
that
was why I was like, oh, we should get a huge one, so I don't have to do any work. Never have to maintain, but...
I guess, you know, the other way to solve the SD card problem is to have people who are recording in here to just ask them to bring their own card.
Right, right.
And then they either bring their own card or we have a stash that we can sell them.
And they would say, this is horse shit, I'm not coming back here.
Yeah.
What ridiculous is this?
Multnomah County Library will sell you a USB like thumb drive for $5.
Really?
Really?
It's something like, you know, a gig.
Yeah?
Well, for what?
In case you need one.
Whatever you want.
I got here.
Encyclopedias.
Yeah.
Right. Or like I got here and I didn't realize like I needed to save this thing for my job that
yeah.
I'm
right.
trying to apply for.
Headshots.
Yep.
The crazy thing is, I thought about this, have been thinking about it recurringly for the past couple of years.
Taking over the library.
That too. No one is buying encyclopedia sets anymore.
Really?
Unless for, like, decoration.
It's a good
people
point.
People are buying encyclopedias to put on bookshelves, but they're not buying them as encyclopedias. It's, kinda, it's what I do with vinyl records, because I don't listen to a lot of vinyl off of vinyl anymore. I love
I am going to go door-to-door selling Wikipedias.
There we go.
I'm gonna just print them out.
Do you remember that guy? He always says, when you go to Wikipedia, give me $3. Well, I can take it to him. You just hand it to me.
That's right. What do you like? You like history here?
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Here's the history Wikipedia.
Oh, man.
I got it on your on the USB stick.
I used to read the encyclopedia.
Yeah.
But it was a 1960s version, which means that there were some things about it that were wrong.
World Book?
Yeah. World Book! Yeah. 1984!
Nice. But you had the 84? Cheers.
Yeah.
I did not have 84. I had...
My mom really highly believed in us having access to knowledge.
Yeah.
That is...
And I used the shit out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she never sells that.
You gotta find it. You gotta bring it back.
That's right.
Stick it on your bookshelf as decoration.
She even subscribed for a long time to the yearly updates.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah,
wow.
The yearbook from World Book.
Oh,
did you ever see those?
I
had a few of them. I couldn't quite figure out what they were.
I had like 72, 73, 74,
okay.
And I was like, wait, where are the other ones?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now my World Book edition was like 1965 or something.
That was the green binding with the cream white
color. Yeah,
nicely textured.
Totally. Yep.
Yeah, my grandparents had those.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it was the same year, but probably the same vintage, same era. Those were great. Those were a lot of fun. Q, always the smallest, I think.
It's usually folded into like P.
Yeah, and then there was an XYZ at the end.
Yes.
So, wait, what does that make it? Three less? Does that mean it's 21 volumes for letters?
I don't remember how many there were.
Yeah, because if you combine letters, because there was at least one other.
Like, I want to say it? S was 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
S1 and point. S2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like S through like SC and then like SC through SC.
Yeah. Right, right, because it was an uppercase S and a lowercase other letter, whatever that letter was, the range. Love that stuff.
Welcome.
How's it going,
Lily? Hey. Hi. I didn't know you were going to be here, too.
Welcome to Stream PDX.
Hi.
We are on the air.
Yeah. Oh. We've been taping since we started putting
stuff together. Is this a Sprocket podcast this week?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We've been talking about the World Book Encyclopedia.
Would you like me to bring your food?
And cables.
What cables?
I mean, tape.
Tape. I have...
And zip ties.
I have those things.
And cables.
I got distracted by talking about ClassPass and wrists with Andy, so... He brought up wrists, which is in...
Wrists? As in, like, the joint?
The, as in the shitty things attached to my arms that I need to use all the time.
So the actual wrist.
Yeah.
I thought this might have been, like, a new eye product or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
He first asked about my bike. I was like, wow, this bike is great. And I was like, yeah. I've talked about why it's so upright. Oh, I have crappy wrist. And he was like, oh, I've had crappy wrist for a while.
You should try 2.0. Like,
let me...
Wrist 2.0.
I do. I'm already a cyborg, guys.
For what?
$30,000 cyborg right there.
Holy shit. I didn't mean that when I said that.
$30,000 piece of
that is, you're looking at risk 2.0.
You're looking at risk 2.0.
1.0 was whatever.
No, 2.0 is better than 1.0, but they both suck. I'll bring you your food and a pork. And
you're the best.
Okay.
Woo! Wait,
you're a Windows fan? No, you're a Mac guy.
I'm a Mac guy. I grew up on Windows.
You're sympathetic to Windows.
Windows sympathetic.
I definitely did not participate in Mac until OS X.
Really?
Yeah.
On principle?
No.
Okay.
It just was never around. Okay. I had some friends who grew up on Mac.
Yeah.
And so I like used their Mac at their house when I went to go visit, played Asteroids.
Yeah.
On the old, the, I don't even remember what that was called. The
original Mac?
Macintosh?
Like the square one?
The
Yeah.
Beige brick with a little black and white screen.
The one you could turn into a fish tank later.
Yeah. Play Asteroids on that. We turned that into a multiplayer game. It turns out it's pretty fun when the three things the ship can do are controlled by three different people.
Dude.
Steering, shooting, and thrusters.
Yeah.
So like each of you were in like crowded around the keyboard.
One person's on this side of the keyboard, one person on the space bar, and one person on this side of the keyboard.
There we go. Did Pretty you great. Have to hack that yourself?
No, you just sit three people in front of a keyboard and you're like, you get these buttons, you get these buttons, you get these buttons. Old school.
Yeah. It reminds me, when I was up in Seattle a couple weeks ago, we were at this bar and they had this like this remote controlled tank thing. It was kind of like laser tag with a tank. And so one person would drive the tank around and another person would aim the gun and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was kind of breaking up the responsibilities in that way. It was kind of exciting.
Tank. Yeah.
Hey, bad news.
What's that?
I got the Ziploc thing out of your thing. Thought I put it in my bag. It's not in my bag.
The little cup of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It must be, like, located on a surface.
Dora's probably eating them all right now.
Yeah, probably.
Does Dora like zip ties?
She... Like anything that moves.
Okay. Or, zip ties move.
Or is like them. Out on a surface. Yeah. Or, you know.
We were going to... Oh, wait. The zip ties...
Pro gap.
Are they...
Yeah, okay.
Are they, like, crucial? Do
well,
you need me to run?
No. Well, I'm going to come back tomorrow with other stuff, too.
Okay. Here, do you guys want to be selfie? No. Okay.
Can we call it a streamy?
So ridiculous.
I know, right?
There we go. We were going to zip tie this to the
legs of the table,
right?
So that
important.
Those can...
Which gets rid of the legs down here so nobody has anything to trip over.
Oh, you're going to actually take off the bottom and
just
zip tie. Just... That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I'm really sad I left the zip ties at home.
That's okay. It can be done. And then this guy knows how to cut pipe. So we talked about taking the ends of these off so they're not sticking out as well.
This looks good, guys.
But yeah, we got pretty far. It's all up and running, except this is not connected because it's not.
Am I like terribly disrupting this podcast? What's happening right now?
This gold that we were talking about, the World Book Encyclopedia. If you can get us back out of that.
Yeah.
I remember attempting to read all of it when I was in school. I'm not on a mic, though, so this maybe is...
Yeah, you are.
No, none of us, none of these are on.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we're just roaming it. I had a thing called the Lincoln Library. It was a one volume, but it was like the thickest book.
No, it's great.
Okay. And I tried to read the whole thing.
I remember that I got to M before they updated the new edition, like in my library, and then I was like, fuck, should I start from the beginning or should I not? And then it became a trend to start to read the dictionary in my head. And so I started reading the dictionary.
Oh, I see. Dictionary is shorter.
No, in my mind, the dictionary felt like a harder task to accomplish. Because to actually master the dictionary required, like, far more dedication than, the encyclopedia is, like, interesting, right?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like,
it stays on a thread.
And, like,
for
the
a while.
Dictionary is, like, yeah. Yeah. Like, and there's, like, stories
like,
and.
This is what this word means. Now, here's another word. Here's another word. Here's another word yet. Here's a word that's spelled
totally
like the last
one. Unrelated.
Yeah.
Well, and I never mastered pronunciation guides, as Aaron can attest to.
And those are shitty. They're the worst.
Oh, I love those.
See, Aaron loves them, but...
That's my favorite part.
Really?
So you understand.
There was the whole thing at the beginning of the dictionary, which had the key of, like, here are all the symbols, and here's what they sound like. So I used to just, like...
It's like programming to him, I think.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know.
To be fair, okay, so Aaron doesn't have a traditional educational background. You may or may not know this.
I've suspected as much anyway.
Well, he went to Waldorf school all through school. Like, there's no... It's not like
12.
He went to Waldorf and then he went like normal school.
He went to Waldorf.
He even studied abroad for a year in high school in a Waldorf abroad. So what's really beautiful about it is that all of his siblings did as well, and his mother taught in Waldorf school, so they all think their upbringing is normal, and they also all think it's completely normal to like understand languages that they don't actually speak fairly well, and to all be very, very good at music.
Right.
Like, there's, like, a grand piano. I was like, oh, is that your sister? Because she's a music teacher. And it's like, oh, no, we all play it. And it's like, of course, you all just...
Do they play it like asteroids? Where, like, one person's on one side of the keyboard, and the other person's on the other side, and they put it all together?
I definitely duets. I'm not sure I ever played any three-person...
Aaron's secret past is that he was like the young composer of the year or whatever.
Really?
For
Oregon. I have a pretty good track record of the music side of things.
You guys should swap CDs.
Yeah,
you have a CD.
Well, not anymore. All the prints gone.
I have one. I have one.
Oh, okay.
I have one. All
right.
You gave
you
me one of your bike move.
Nice. Yeah, I'll give you a CD.
It's on Amazon.
Nice.
We're just out of physical copies.
Rock is in a Christian rock band.
What?
I would like to say it wasn't necessarily a religious band, but values-inspired rock and roll.
Values-inspired rock and roll.
Because I'm not super religious anymore, but I can still stand behind everything I wrote, so, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we've had so many alcohol-fueled conversations about your religious past, but it still is... I think it's one of my favorite things about you, Brock.
Oh,
like, I just genuinely think that, like, I love folks who come from faith-based backgrounds and then come to parts of their lives that are not necessarily informed by, like, specific rules of faith, but they, like, come to this idea of, like, either they've lost their faith or it's just not, like, the community is not the driving force in their life, but they still want those things in their life, and I feel like...
Right. Give me two beers and the Newsboys, and I'm all in.
Succinctness has also been always a great trait of yours, but... I think I'm going to take a beer test.
Would you like one?
Yeah.
I was going to say, are you on the week where you're not drinking or whatever?
No. No, I...
Sponsored by the Beer Mongers at Southeast Division and 12.
I'm very appreciative. Oh, I like how faded my notes about not drinking the beers have gotten.
Thank you for the notes. I appreciate that, because, yeah, that was my one concern, was, like, how are we going to padlock this thing?
I also wasn't that worried, because this is not a
People are nice here.
Yeah.
What should I drink? What are you, like, least excited about drinking?
That's a hard question to ask.
You might notice the fridge is now powered.
I think.
And doing its job.
Now it's actually cold inside. I was going to say, you should take whatever you like best. Mm. That neon, just color-wise, goes with your, like, scheme tonight.
Wait, this one?
No, the one on the left.
Oh, but, the actual one. I'm not up for a 22, so I'm going to ignore that.